follow me. I'm standing on the border of everything. Listen close. Can you hear the spirit sing? Those messages are long ago.
Through 30 plus years of highs and lows, the twists and turns, and those classic bazooka swerves. This is the Strictly Sonic Show with CD-ROM 1019.
Today's episode, Sonic Frontiers, Disc 1.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
Welcome one and all to the Strictly Sonic Show 6-part finale. I'm your host, that dude with the Chaos Emerald CD-ROM 1019. And baby, I was born this way. I almost forgot what I was doing for a second. Hey, this is it, guys. This is the finale. We're going to be here for another 6 weeks covering the Sonic Frontiers OST Stillness in Motion, disc by disc. So I hope everyone's ready for some amazing music ahead. And then I hope everyone's ready for it all to come to an abrupt end. Because that is what will happen. But I'm not sad, and don't weep for me. It's been a fun ride, and I warned everybody at the beginning that we would get here, and here we are. But you've got me for another 5 weeks after today, so let's just get into it, man. Let's get down to it. Sonic Frontiers. Wow. What a game. So, I think it's no exaggeration to say that this was the game that a lot of us had been waiting for several years for. This came out of IGN getting rated a whopping 7 out of 10, which doesn't sound that impressive, but for a Sonic game, getting a 7 from IGN is a big freaking deal. So that should say something alone. But if you don't like listening to IGN as it stands, well, the scores from other places are still nothing to gawk at. They are fantastic. If you haven't played the game, it is amazing. And we've got one more content update to it coming. And oh my god, the music. This OST is all over the damn place in the best of ways. It's got hot tracks, it's got chill tracks, and it's got some heavy freaking metal tracks. You're gonna hear it all. I got 26 tracks for you today. You already heard one of them, and that was the main theme to Sonic Frontiers called I'm Here. I will also be here to give you a plot synopsis. Maybe episode by episode is what I think I'm gonna go for. And we'll round out week 6 with the trivia. So, let's not delay any further. Let's get this music going. The year's 2022. Hot console of choice, PS4, did it even come out for the PS4? I don't think it did. Xbox Series S and X, PS5, or Nintendo Switch. Copy of choice, slot it in. Your first moments. Probably sounded something like this. welcome back. That's your first breakdown. And it's not going to... Each of these discs aren't going to be particularly long. In fact, I think they're a lot of them are kind of bogged down by some jingles. But in case you were wondering, that first disc, cutscene Hidden Technology, cutscene Arriving on Starfall Islands, Cyberspace 1-1 Database, cutscene The Last Piece, and Kronos Island First MVT. 20 tracks left. Let's go over the prologue and dig into this plot synopsis a little bit. Dr. Eggman arrives on an isolated island in the dark of night where he discovers a mysterious artifact. Uploading his AI into the device, Eggman is certain that the secrets of the ancients will be his as strange robots begin appearing around him. Suddenly, the AI activates its protection protocol and sucks Eggman into the artifact. Sometime later, Sonic, Tails, and Amy are taking the Tornado to Starfall Islands in order to investigate the disappearance of the Chaos Emeralds. However, things take a turn for the dramatic immediately. As they approach the island, sudden trouble hits their plane, and they're all sucked into a wormhole. Sonic soon finds himself separated from his friends in a strange digital world, cyberspace, which has taken the form of Green Hill Zone. Miraculously, he manages to escape cyberspace and awakens all alone on Kronos Island, one of the Starfall Islands, which is full of ancient ruins where strange enemies roam. There, Sonic hears a mysterious digital voice claiming that he has done the impossible by escaping cyberspace and naming him the Key. It gives a baffled Sonic some cryptic direction about how to save his friends. He must collect the Chaos Emeralds, destroy beings called the Titans, and tear down the walls between dimensions. Deciding that this guidance is better than nothing, Sonic sets out on a journey to discover all the mysteries of the Starfall Islands, rescue his friends, and discover how it all ties together, which leads to Sonic becoming locked in a race against time to defeat Dr. Eggman, or so it seems. Okay, let me look at the track listing and throw us back into the thick of it. Alright, second break, stick around.
Guiding you through the rich history of Sonic the Hedgehog, you're listening to the Strictly Sonic Show.
All right, y'all, welcome back. That was your second break. A little longer than the last one because there was a couple jingles in there that were only a few seconds. Guardians First Encounters, Cyberspace 1-2 Flowing, one of my favorite tracks on this album. Jingle Chaos Emerald Vault, Jingle Create a Bridge, and Jingle Get Chaos Emeralds. Kronos Island, Second MVT, and Cyberspace 1-3 Digital Cave. 13 tracks for you left, you're halfway done. Let's cover a little bit of, a little more of the plot synopsis when Sonic gets to Kronos. Let me see here, hold on. Okay. As Sonic explores Kronos Island, he learns that he must collect portal gears by defeating Guardian robots. These can be used to activate portals to cyberspace around the island. Completing the challenges within the cyberspace rewards Sonic with vault keys, which he needs to reclaim the Chaos Emeralds from strange devices. He also discovers that he can manipulate certain pieces of ancient technology, such as turning statues, in order to open a path forward. Shortly after claiming the Blue Emerald, Sonic finds Amy imprisoned in a container made from cyber energy. He uses memory tokens to destroy the container, absorbing the residual energy as Amy approaches him in a strange, almost ghostly state. Realizing that she is still partially trapped in cyberspace, Sonic resolves to free her entirely as he continues exploring the island. Battling enemies and collecting more items, unbeknownst to him, this exchange has been witnessed by a mysterious girl with a similarly glitched appearance as Amy. After claiming the Red Emerald, Sonic is intercepted by a mysterious girl and an enormous robot. The girl uses strange red light to put the robot in a dormant state and demands Sonic to leave immediately, warning him, "Do not approach the Titan." When Sonic ignores the warning, the girl reactivates the massive robot, which soundly defeats Sonic and throws him across the island. After recovering from the impact, Sonic concludes he can only beat the Titans by using the emeralds to attain his super form. Meanwhile, Eggman finds himself stuck in cyberspace, noting that it's more advanced than even his own technology. He's also revealed to be commanding the mysterious girl from before, calling her Sage, and tasking her with keeping tabs on Sonic and looking for a way to get him out of the digital dimension. Sage explains that she has run many simulations, but none offer a way of getting him out of the digital dimension safely. Eggman tells her to keep looking and make it her top priority. After he flies off, Sage comments that his safety is her top priority. Alright, let's go back into the music. Let's see what we got here. Alright, next block, stick around. Alright, welcome back. That was your third break. Guardian Asura, Cutscene Trapped, Cutscene Intangible Amy, Chronos Island, Third MVT, Cutscene Mystery Girl, and Cutscene Sonic on the Move. There are 7 tracks left, and I've got them all queued up for you, but let's round out today's plot synopsis on Chronos Island before we get there. Where do we leave off? Right here. Back on Chronos Island, Sonic finds Amy accompanying a Coco trying to find their one true love. Amy explains that she can understand the Coco because the digital dimension she is stuck in is translating for her. At her urging, Sonic assists her in searching the island, finding other Coco to help along the way. This also allows Sonic to acquire the green and light blue Chaos Emeralds. The Hedgehogs notice that helped Coco become inanimate, emitting energy that illuminates a strange glyph in the sky. After helping the first Coco, Sonic and Amy are suddenly transported into a memory of the past where they discover that the Coco possessed the spirits of those who came before. Afterwards, Amy expresses a desire to help others with her love, even though this means that she will have to spend time away from Sonic. After finding 6 of the Chaos Emeralds, Sonic opens the path to the Titan he saw earlier, the fearsome Giganto. Unable to directly challenge the behemoth, he scales his body to find the final Chaos Emerald in a device on its head. With the final emerald in hand, Sonic transforms into Super Sonic, finally allowing him to battle Giganto head-on, and after a fierce battle, he destroys the Titan by charging straight through its chest. When Giganto explodes, Super Sonic receives a brief vision of an ancient shouting, "No, we'll find another way." Shaking off the strange experience, he hears the mysterious voice inform him that the first seal is broken and that his next target is on the sand-scarred island. Amy tells Super Sonic that she feels more like her old self now, although she still seems to be half-trapped in cyberspace. Deducing that he needs to defeat all of the other Titans to save her and Tails, Super Sonic takes off for Eris Island. Alright, that's what happens on Chronos. We'll talk about Eris and Chaos in the next coming weeks. Let's go back into the music in our final break for the day. Stick around.
Years in the making. This is the Strictly Sonic Show, only on Radio Sega.
y'all. That was it. That was your final break. Jingle Quest intro, Jingle Quest intro, and then start. Quest SOS backup. Jingle Quest queer. Wow, I can't talk today. Jingle Quest clear. Cutscene purification of souls. Cyberspace 1-4 Genji in cyberspace results screen. That is it. That is in the entirety of the first disc of Stillness and Motion for Sonic Frontiers. 5 more weeks left, and we'll get to the rest of the discs. But that is a topic for another time. So join back next week, barring illness and unforeseen consequences. We'll be back with disc number 2. But I'll give everybody back their night. Thank you so much for listening. I've been your host, That Dude of the Chaos Emerald, CD-ROM 1019, saying to you, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, goodbye, wherever the hell you are on Earth. Make it a freaking good one, and I'll see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.